thanks for tuning in to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham here with UPR's film critic, Casey T. Allen. Welcome, Casey.
Thank you, Shalane.
And just in time for the season, you saw the movie Zombieland. Did this movie scare up a favorable review?
You know you've either seen a great film or a terrible film when you're at a loss for words upon leaving the theater. While not being a brilliant entry in the canon of horror comedies, Zombieland Double Tap is not a tragic piece of garbage either. For this sequel to the rowdy and youthful Zombieland film from 2009, we have the same four main characters living in an overgrown and abandoned White House, continuing to survive together and bicker together after the zombie apocalypse. The dark comedy and gory violence are still evident, and this helps keep the fun rock and roll vibe alive throughout the film. But it just feels like more of the same. And I mean the same kinds of jokes, the same kinds of action sequences, and the same kinds of sarcastic attitudes from the actors. The screenwriters try to keep the sequel fresh by adding a new type of zombie and adding some new characters, like a ditzy blonde woman who's been living in a frozen yogurt freezer, and a pot-smoking pacifist who plays a guitar. But the new ingredients are just not enough to make this sequel exciting and new. More of the same is fine, but more of the same is not going to provide anything special.
Just so-so for you on this one.
Yeah, it was just okay. It wasn't great.
All right, what's coming out this weekend in theaters?
Another suspenseful dark film about death called Countdown, and a police drama called Black and Blue.
All right, thanks for being here, Casey.
My pleasure.